more than fair. And that's what man would ticks man off. Because by grace he saves some. Those who do not get saved by grace suppose they should get more. When he has given them more than they ever deserved. You know, no man has a right to God's wealth, so to speak. And if he agrees to give them a share of it for a season, that's their penny. They live in the world. They obtain things in the world. They have pleasures in the world. They enjoy themselves in the world. They love being alive. And then they die. And then he brings them to the judgment. And then they think, I want to keep living. I want more. I want the grace that you gave to those other people. I want that grace to live forever. He says, you have. Did you not agree with me for a penny? How, Lord, did I agree with you? Well, you know, the gospel came to you and you didn't pay attention to it. Righteousness was preached to you and you belittled it. The good things of God were manifest to you and you refused them. You did not love righteousness. You did not love the truth. You received not the love of the truth. It wasn't in you. And now you say to me, I'm unjust. God is just. The only thing unjust is that he's actually really merciful to some people. And like I said, those who are not merciful to, who he is not merciful to, it's an issue of jealousy. They suppose that they should get more. After all, you know, they suffered in the world. They travailed. They had hard times. They went through the heat of the day. Maybe more than we did. But yet his grace is not upon them. The grace of God brings us the, you know, the gospel, the truth, the ability to receive it in faith, the things that pertain to salvation, all the good gifts of God, and God's grace that comes to us, and we obtain the first resurrection. Is there any grace in this resurrection? Could there be? Could be, but I don't see any. I don't see any grace here. It says works. That's what it says. But, you know, and the reason I say I would be doing you a disfavor if I at all encourage anyone to think that they should wait. And they're like, yeah, I may have a second chance. It's given to men once to die and after that the judgment. And when you come to the judgment, you do not want to be judged on your works. Because here's the thing. You may think like, well, my works, I don't deserve hell. And I don't think anyone deserves a medieval torture chamber for all eternity. But what you have to prove is that your works warrant that you should live forever. And the thing is, there's nothing you can do in this world that will ever convince God that you should even live another day. He will convict us. And not only that, there will be another witness against you, your own conscience. And you can deny it now, but God will open it up to you. Those books, one book I suppose is God's remembrance, and the other one is going to be yours. If you should be so unfortunate. Thankfully, I think most of the people listening to this Bible study are not going to be, you know, it's not right of me to say yours. It's going to be theirs. We're not going to be part of this. We're going to get as far from it as we can. That's why we study to show ourselves approved. That's why we diligently seek them, because we know he rewards those that diligently seek them. Let's get the reward. And the parable is one thing, but, you know, this is not, you know, parables, sometimes people try to make a one-to-one sort of relationship to things, but a lot of times it's just teaching a general principle. God is gracious to some, and to others he is not. So let's take advantage of the grace of God while it is called today, that we may obtain all the things promised by God and in his word. So the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. See, that's death and hell. Wait a second, I thought this was hell. Isn't that where everyone's going at the white throne judgment? God's going to send the bad people to hell. No, he's going to get them out of hell, actually, because we all go to hell when we die. The cool thing is, as Jesus said, the hour is coming when all that are in their graves shall hear his voice and come forth. Some to the resurrection of life, some to the resurrection of damnation. You want to hear the first call. So, the hell refers to the grave here. Hades in Greek, Sheol in Hebrew, and there are some other words that refer to the grave or the pit. And that's where Lazarus and Lazarus and the rich man. He was in the rich man being in hell, Hades, lifted up his eyes. And I also talked about the Lazarus and the rich man thing. And that does not refer to the lake of fire, though there is fiery things involved in it. Here it is different. You know, so that hell and death, and you know, I just go see my Luke teaching on Luke 16. I'm not gonna bring in every single thing that has to do with this right now. I'm going to try to just speak the truth as I have understood it from all my years of studying and try to communicate that to you as best I can. The sea gave up the dead. They are in the sea. They are under the ground. They are dead. Death and hell are bringing up all the dead which are in them. They are held in them. They are dead. They are in the place of the dead. They are in the state of deadness.
You think about it, though. If all the righteous dead were raised in the first resurrection, and they tell you that all the wicked, well, they're right now, they're burning in hell as we speak. Why are there some dudes still in the sea? So death and hell and the sea are delivering up something. It's the dead. But you put all those together and it doesn't make much sense with the standard model.
And they are brought, reanimated, given life again, but only to be partakers of the second death. The life they are given is not the life we are given, where it says they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. On them the second death had no power. But they are going to be raised under the possibility of the second death. And I wanted to logically think about, again, the rest of the dead live not again. And here we have the dead stand. Now they do live again. Before the 1,000 years, they were not standing and stuff. They were not being delivered up out of the sea, out of hell, the grave. Because that is in space where they are located. They are in the sea. They drowned in the sea. That's where they are. That's why the sea delivers them up. It's not just hell. I mean, if it's hell delivered up all the bad people, no. Well, that's who's left. But the Lord includes the sea here. I think that's very important, because that's a very earthly thing. The sea. The dead are in the sea. The dead are in hell. The grave.
I believe death that delivers up the dead refers to those who had no burial, neither in the sea nor in the earth, but rather were cast to the dogs or to the animals, or their bodies just were never buried and their bones scattered. They too shall return from death.